This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Junks coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. Also, the Odyssey app. Download that. It is free. You can listen to us on the go. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes, where you find me on the Twitter, at CakesFlops on Instagram. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Morning. Happy Thursday.
Good morning. Happy Thursday to you.
Happy Thursday, boys.
John Paul Flame is with us.
What's up, Donkey Kong?
Hello. And Eric Pickle.
Morning, Ricky.
That rounds out your Junks foursome on an open line Thursday. You know how that works, as listeners. 800-636-1067. The MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. You're welcome to call us and talk about whatever you want.
Wouldn't
it be
nice?
Commanders being 4-1 and the huge matchup with the Ravens. You could talk baseball. We're getting deep into the playoffs now in the major leagues. You can talk about anything that you wish.
Be nice if all the prep that, you know, Drabby and everyone's done for the show, we could just throw it out and just let you steer it.
Yeah,
it would be just wonderful.
Sure, of course.
But it never happens.
It hasn't happened in years.
Doesn't happen.
Yeah, we always talk about Open Line Thursday, yeah. Then we wind up taking three calls over like
Remember
4 hours.
Remember, there used to be the days where we would just sit here literally and do nothing. Just chill.
I know.
Just try to sniff out the drunkards.
Those are called the salad days,
even. Yeah, salad days.
Yep.
So I know last night I was, Jason, I've been following that Lieutenant Dan guy, the guy with one leg.
Yeah, how did he end up?
As of like 3 a.m, he was okay. He was hanging there. It was kind of funny. He was like poking his head out. And you know, the news, they keep checking on him. He's got a TikTok account.
His boat hadn't gotten tossed 3 miles away from where it was.
No, I think
it,
you know, it's down to category 1 now. So I think he's survived it. The water's receded. We'll see. But, you know, of course, the internet sleuths have found, I mean, I think he's got a pretty despicable history.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, I think he has a lot of criminal offenses, maybe in his background, some not good stuff. But what are you going to do? They sort of adopted him as sort of the hero of the hurricane.
Maybe this is stereotypical. I think if you're at the lot in life where you're living on a boat.
And that's all you got left?
If you're just living on a boat and that's your domicile.
Yeah. My understanding is he doesn't even sail the boat.
I don't think your life's going very well. if you live on like a yacht, if you live on like a Dan Snyder yacht, of course those are exceptions.
It takes some of the charm out if you like. Not only is he, it seems like he's kind of
a despicable human,
despicable guy, but also it's kind of calculated because because I think he set up a GoFundMe.
Okay,
I think like streamers are donating stuff to it. It seems a little calculated.
Charm out of it.
Yeah, it takes the charm out of it. Like he's just some aw shucks hillbilly living on a boat.
Right.
But it is still kind of interesting to see if the guy survives. And it seemed like he was poking his little skinny little head out. Yeah. And he was surviving.
It seemed like he was very knowledgeable about the tides and the currents and the winds and how to kind of survive the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did it miss Tampa directly?
I don't know.
I don't
that.
Think
Jason
so.
Studies that more than me. I think it hit pretty good.
It hit pretty good.
It hit good. It could have been worse from what I was reading.
Going a little south, but not enough.
They said Tampa got lucky, or that whole area got lucky because they had winds going out towards the Gulf, and that kind of broke up how strong the hurricane was once it hit landfall.
Mm-hmm. It could have been
a lot worse if the winds were kind of stagnant.
I did see Tropicana Field got damaged big time.
That roof, yeah, the roof looked flimsy as heck.
And there were first responders sleeping there. Mm-hmm. They had 100 to 150 cots set up in Trop Fields. That's where all the first responders from out of town were staying. So I'm guessing they didn't stay there.
That's bigger than a crowd.
Or maybe it happened
overnight. Most Rays games.
Yeah, right.
150 people sleeping on a cot.
Most packed it's ever been, right?
Yeah, that place is almost filled to capacity.
Good point. I was watching right around, I guess, 6:30, 7 o'clock, all the news networks, and they had people standing out there, and there was one guy who was next to a pole in case he got blown away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course.
But
yeah.
That was an hour before landfall. Was the way they were describing it.
Our buddy Mike Seidel used to work with the Weather Channel. Used to do that bit all the time.
I saw him on TV last night.
Who's he working for now? Because the Weather Channel donked him off.
Did they really?
I don't know. I saw him.
He was out there doing his thing.
I think you knew him more than the rest of us. I don't know how.
Well, he came to my wedding.
Yeah.
That's right.
He married a family friend.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't really know him.
Yeah. He got accused of one time of exaggerating, like, the wind blowing. You know, like moving his feet, and something weird.
Looks like he's with the Weather Channel.
Oh, maybe they brought him back to do.
Oh
some
no,
stuff.
It says that he was fired in the Weather Channel. I don't know. I saw him on TV.
Well, they definitely let him go. So I'm guessing he's not back at the Weather Channel. He must be somewhere else.
He could be working for there's another channel like AccuWeather. It's called AccuWeather.
There's just a million online places now. Yeah. I mean, God only knows.
But there were 27 tornadoes that touched down. Yeah. There's 3 million people without power. Who knows how long that's going
to
take.
I can't even imagine that. I did see that before I went to bed. Like, everything was dark.
Yeah. I talked to Steve Sands yesterday. He lives in Orlando, but he and his wife checked into a hotel.
They just for the night. Sure?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's better to be in a big cement block up on the 8th floor than being down on the street in a
smaller
home.
Seems safer. Seems like a better plan.
Yeah. So he... I haven't talked to him this morning, but we'll see.
So I assume you'll see the damage today.
Yeah, you'll see all the damage today and what the water's done. It's just nuts. The hurricane's already pretty much across. It's already almost in the Atlantic.
Right.
Daytona Beach was getting pummeled this morning.
Right.
On the other side of the state. It moved quick.
I was talking to Roger, the engineer. Well, he was doing most of the talking. Let's be honest. It's usually a one-sided conversation. Right. I didn't realize he was
a landowner there,
a house owner in Florida.
Yeah.
Whoa, which part?
He's a mogul.
He's a mogul. Does he have homes here? He has a home, or at least one home in Buffalo, like where he's from, and in Florida?
Yes.
I didn't know that he had his money was long like that.
Must be getting paid.
Good for him.
He's just a savvy investor.
I guess so.
By the way, speaking of engineers, have to give a huge shout out to Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of always in the back of my mind, my ace up my sleeve was Daniel could help me with my little portable hard drive issue that I had. And do you know, of course he came over and he fixed it. He figured it out in about 3 minutes. Do you know that my dumb ass, I bought a hard drive that was formatted for a Mac? And I use a Dell. So I just did it inadvertently. Right?
I thought you were a computer guy.
I guess I just didn't.
You just botched
it? I just bought a 4 gigabyte whatever hard drive. I didn't look at that detail or it wasn't highlighted. And I understand that there are different ones. I guess I just overlook it. He reformatted it. Boom. And now it's silly.
That's all good?
Yeah.
I told you he was going to solve that problem.
Those guys that are silly, I love them.
You love tech dudes.
I love guys that are just look at it. It takes them about 3 minutes.
Like tech
Their
bros.
Brain's going 100 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
They're figuring out all the different permutations. And then it just, boom, you got the wrong thing here. Well, I'll just reformat it to a PC. You'll be bunny.
Yeah.
Silly. So thank you to Daniel.
He helped me with my one login issue like 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Right. And we've all
I said,
done
there's
that.
No chance I can fix it. Daniel, you need to fix it in 20 seconds.
Right. Right.
Meanwhile, I was trying to edit my bookmarks yesterday at the top of my screen. I couldn't figure it out.
Well, a chimp should be able to figure that out.
Can't edit your bookmarks?
Couldn't figure it out.
You know, on your taskbar?
Yeah, I wanted to edit it to make them smaller so I could fit one extra one up top.
I might have to just delete one.
I think so.
Yeah.
But that's a cop-out way. There's got to be a way to edit it.
To make it smaller? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you can. Who knows?
By the way, the fall weather is obviously here. It was 46 degrees this morning when I got in my car.
It was really chilly.
It's going to top out today at 63.
Yeah.
So I love it. It's mid-60s, mid-60s to low 70s. I love. I'll take that all day long. But take advantage of it because the winter will be here before you know
it. Sure.
It'll be 55 degrees. It's your high in about 3 weeks.
Might need to bring a blanket to CQ Stadium Friday night because I think it's going to dip into like the mid to high 40s by the time that game is done.
Yeah, it's going to be chilly on Friday.
The game kicks at 8.
Correct.
So it won't be done until like 11, 10:30 or 11 o'clock,
Yeah, you have to dress warm, my friend.
Now, there is always the option of bailing early, but I don't want to do that. I want to support the Terps in their in their blackout game against Northwestern.
What are they calling it now? CQ Stadium? They've been calling that for
Stadium,
a couple years.
Yeah.
Yeah. State Employees Credit Union, that's
correct. Yeah. Yes.
I hate all the stadium names now. They're just brutal.
They're all corporate names.
Yeah. I mean, couldn't they at least do CQ Stadium in College Park or something? Like, so you kind of know where it is. Like, I have to memorize all these corporate names and then and then do the math and figure out where the hell it is.
I think it used to be, it was Capital One Field at Maryland Stadium.
Right,
for
at
a
least
while.
That is.
And now it's just
now, CQ Stadium.
CQ Stadium or CQ Field.
Why don't they say CQ Stadium at Maryland Field or something? You know what I mean? Like,
this is just the way it is.
Like, when you say Northwest Stadium,
yeah,
does not mean the Commander's home field to me.
You just haven't gotten used to it.
Correct. And there's too many of them. Like, nothing's Wrigley Field anymore. Yeah. Nothing's Fenway anymore.
Hey, Virginia Tech's Lane Stadium. It's not some big bank.
Yeah. What's wrong? Why are you mocking me?
Wrigley is a company.
Understood, but at least it's been that way for 100 years. Mm-hmm.
The technical name, the actual name is CQ Stadium. It's not CQ Field. CQ Stadium.
Wrigley, did the family Wrigley own the team?
I would assume. At one point, probably.
I think, yeah.
They made silly gum, still do to this day.
Right. Although I haven't bought Wrigley in a long time.
Yeah, Wrigley, like Double Mint or Big Red. You would never eat Big Red. Too spicy.
No, I don't get that.
Cinnamony.
The owner at the time was William Wrigley Jr.
Okay. Right. That's a little different.
Yeah.
But to your point, Fenway. I mean, I don't know what they named Fenway after.
I have no clue.
It was a candy bar or something. But as far as I know, that's
I don't know the park. I don't know who or what Fenway is.
Memorial Stadium.
Yeah. Memorial Stadium is kind of a cop-out. Look, you're honoring the brave soldiers, the war dead.
Yeah.
I
don't know this
that,
for a fact, but I think Fenway is the name. There's the name of the neighborhood that the park is in.
That's probably right.
I mean, it could be named after someone named Fenway, but I thought it was called Fenway, like Fenway District.
Well, Peach Walker Drive, I learned this 30 years ago, was named after Johnny Peach and Ray Walker.
Huh.
Who are those people?
They're just like a Bowieites.
I feel like there. Ray Walker owned a car dealership.
Big Bowie Sillies from back in the day.
Pretty sure Johnny Peach and Ray Walker lived over there, like in a farm, and then when they developed into Pointer Ridge.
Got it.
Or that area.
So they got a street in the P section.
Yeah,
we don't have one.
Yeah, Peach Walker.
I get it.
There's nothing. No, Allville Lane, or well, it's not going
to
work.
We went down that road yesterday. How idiotic it is to name every one of your streets with the same letter.
It's organized.
Like it. It's organized in my brain. I kind of like it.
It's confusing.
So Drabby's back after a couple of days sleeping in. Took a couple days. He had some family in from out of town.
Mm-hmm. Did you do anything special for the fam?
I don't know if he did anything special. I just put my dad to work. I feel bad. My dad's 75. Every time he visits,
he had to fix something.
He just turns into a handyman
for three days. All the stuff that's
what was all busted up.
So my wife really wants our kids in bunk beds, and our kids turn 4 next week. And so she found, she was trying to buy all these expensive bunk beds and everything. So I find one on next door. We go over to this guy's house. I'm not kidding you. This bunk bed was 500 pieces, and it must have weighed, in total, 3,000 pounds.
Oh, it was real wood, though. That's good.
I mean, it was very expensive, I guess, at one time. Yeah. The guy bought it 8 years ago for his kids. Mm-hmm. My kid's bedroom is on the 4th floor of our skinny condo.
Yeah.
We're pushing these dumb pieces of wood that weigh 300 pounds each. My dad, who's pouring sweat. Yeah. 75 years old.
All right, about to have a heart attack.
Dad, you're going to die in this house tonight. Yeah. Let's take a break. Let's rest on the 2nd floor for a minute. All right.
Mm-hmm.
He's literally pouring sweat. And I just feel
supposed to be a nice family visit too.
We should have just got mattress. You just put the kids on the floor.
Yeah.
Who cares? Why are we buying this big honking bed? It takes up 90% of the bedroom. What are we doing
no
here?
No owner's manual. You got to figure out how everything fits together. Right?
And not only that, paid for this dumb bed. Oh. The guy should have paid us $500 to take this thing out of his house.
Now, how long did it take to put it together?
As many hours as they were here.
3 days.
literally a thousand pieces, 1,000 screws.
Mm.
It was miserable. I'd rather go lick Valdez's duty again. And what I just did for the last 2 days.
So you were involved, like putting it together and all everything.
I mean, I was supervising. My dad had the
screwdriver. I'm a supervisor too.
Hey, son, hand me this tool.
But yeah, I lifted enough.
Yeah,
I lifted it.
And do the girls like the bunk bed now?
Oh yeah, yeah, they're ecstatic. But
sure, that's cool.
I don't really care what they think. They like
you'll like this story. This is kind of similar. So my buddy works for Merrifield Garden Center, and there was a client, a homeowner in Arlington, that ordered some trees, big heavy trees. And my buddy's 55, you know, he's older, knee hurts, and his other buddy that he drove with were going in there, and they couldn't lift these trees because they're like 500-pound trees. I mean, they're huge trees. They got to lift them over this wall. And so they were trying, and they said, what are we going to do? Then the homeowner came out and said, you think three of us can lift it? And he goes, maybe. And the homeowner's all jacked up.
You know? Yeah.
They get down there. This guy's jacked up. They get this tree on top of this wall, and they get the other one, two 400, 500-pound trees.
Right.
It was Tom Wilson.
Nice.
The homeowner.
Willie?
Yeah. Willie came out. Willie came out and goes,
Willie shouldn't have been doing
that. I know. Back spasms.
I know. I was going to bring this up to Carbs yesterday, but I said, nah.
Hey, we got Nick Dowd on today. I'm going to ask him about
Willie
it.
Willie got down there.
Well, I mean, he's stronger than the Incredible Hulk. Of course.
Of course he
outlived and my buddy said, a big-ass tree.
My buddy doesn't know the caps very well because this guy is somebody.
Yeah.
He's got to be somebody. Right. This looks like an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And he asked his boss, who's the client? Oh, his name's Tom Wilson.
Right. You heard of him?
You ever heard of that guy?
Where was it?
At his house in Arlington.
Yeah.
He ordered some trees for his backyard.
Tom Wilson ordered redwood trees for his house.
Pretty much.
Hey, well, probably wants some privacy. He could take my trees. Yeah. I'm sick of those big.
I've got a big tree. He wants to
hey, lift that. Can you imagine Tom lifting that thing?
No.
Even Tom Wilson
couldn't lift Cakes' tree.
Hercules couldn't lift that.
No, I'm not even sure God could move that.
Again, Tom Wilson, stop lifting trees, okay? We need you. We had Coach Carbs on yesterday when he was asked about the offense. I believe his response was, it's a work in progress or something.
He did say that.
Along those lines.
That wasn't a great sign.
You can't have Tom Wilson out here lifting oak trees onto his property.
I was going to ask you, Cakes, what you thought about the team total, point total for the year. I think it's set at around 88.5.
I don't like that. Usually I like team totals for the NHL that start at least a 9. You're in the 80s, you're flirting with no playoffs.
Right.
It's not great.
Hmm.
I can't remember what they finished with last year, but it was probably somewhere in that range.
They squeaked in like on the last day of the regular season. They made their final playoff push.
Yeah, without scoring any goals.
Right.
I don't even know how they did that.
Right. So hopefully that's better.
89.5 is what I'm saying.
Mm.
You like the over or do you like the under?
I mean, I always like overs. You should never ask me that. I always say overs.
Who's
overs
playing tonight football wise again?
The Seahawks.
Seattle and the Niners.
Seahawks, Niners.
Oh, okay. What's the line?
I think it's 3.5. Is it 3.5? I'll tell you what the updated number is.
All right, you check that.
It's 3.5 and totals 49.5. San Francisco's minus 190 to win.
Here's your guest lineup on an open line Thursday. You got Brian Baldinger joining us at 7:20. We'll talk NFL with him. He's always amazing at breaking down the film. So Baldy at 7:20, Dave Richard at 8 to help you get your fantasy lineups set. We just mentioned the Washington Capitals. Nick Dowd, Caps forward, he's going to be our regular guest throughout the season. He'll join us at 8:25. And at 9:20, we'll be joined by Nicole Auerbach, NBC Sports College Football and Hoops Insider. She's working this Saturday's big college football game. I believe it's Notre Dame Stanford. She's on College Countdown at 3 p.m. leading up to Notre Dame Stanford. She's going to join us. We'll also talk about Ohio State at Oregon. That's number 2 versus number 3.
That's a biggie.
Huge college football matchup. So that's all coming up right here on the Junks.